The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. God is speaking to ancient Israel, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 18, where he has this to say, "Of the rock who begot you, speaking of God himself, you are unmindful and have forgotten the God who fathered you." Ancient Israel did just that. Modern Israel has done the same today. That's America and the British people. And when the Lord saw it, he spurned them because of the provocation of his sons and his daughters. God is telling us he has been watching us all the time. And when he became convinced we didn't want to be mindful of God, his laws, and didn't want to obey him, then he said he would shun us. Now notice verse 20, what God continues to say here. "And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end will be. For they are a perverse generation, children in whom is no faith." What else could God do except hide his face from a sinful world and let us hang ourselves? That's exactly what we, just like the pre-flood world, are doing. That's exactly what Israel is doing today, the United States and the British people and other Israelitish nations. God isn't riding herd on every evil person out there today and trying to stop all evil. We, by rebelling against God's word, have created our sinful society. We, every one of us, have had a hand in making our society, making our nation, what and the way it is. We as a nation haven't and aren't obeying our Maker. We haven't and we aren't rearing and teaching our kids as God has commanded. Do you think that man that killed and wounded all those innocent people in Tucson, Arizona, January 8, 2011, had been brought up in the admonition of the Lord? Could that be one of the main reasons of our problems today, the fact that we don't rear our kids according to the way God has commanded? Turning our back on God has caused all our evils. We are all guilty of making our world what it is. I want you to notice what Christ told the people in his day. That's found in Luke 13, beginning in verse 1. "There were present at that season some who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answered and said to them, Do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered such things?" Now notice what Christ said in verse 3. "I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Well, my friends, I can tell you, neither were those that lost their life in Tucson, Arizona, and all of the other tragic killings that has taken place in our nation down through history. They weren't worse sinners than anyone else, and that's what Christ is saying here. In verse 4, he continues, "Are those 18 on whom the Tower of Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse sinners than all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Christ was trying to get people then and today to realize that we are sinners, and we need to repent or we will die in our sins. He is telling us that is our lawless deeds that make an unsafe world to live in. And as long as we are a sinful world and a sinful nation, Christ is telling us that we're going to be taking our chances, because time and chance does happen to us all, and it could happen to you and me, just as it did those in Tucson, Arizona. Now, if we obeyed our Maker, we wouldn't have a society as we have. A sinful, selfish, greedy attitude, lack of obedience to our God, is what causes our curses. They will continue to get worse and more frequent unless we repent. If we don't repent, we will all perish. That is the path that we are on. That is Satan's path. You can change path if you will. Adam and Eve disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden. And in this series of programs, we have been speaking about our sins multiplying. Why would I speak about that? Well, because God speaks about that very thing in His Word in many places. Sins of the world began to increase right after Adam and Eve were thrust out of the garden. Then they finally began multiplying very rapidly to the point the pre-flood world thought nothing of that way of life. That seems to be the way we are today. Only one righteous man on earth just before the flood. When sins of the world reached a certain level, God destroyed all human beings except the eight in the ark. Now this world today should have learned a lesson from history, but we didn't. Now on this side of the flood, our forefathers should have learned a lesson from the fact that God destroyed the Canaanites because of their sins, but they didn't. The whole world should have learned from the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, but we didn't. We as a nation seem to think that we can do whatever we like and get away with it. Isn't that the thinking of most people that wind up in prison? They thought they could break laws and get away with it. This world and our nation think we don't have to or even need to obey the laws of God, which were given to ensure the security and well-being of mankind. We ignore God's instruction book as to how to conduct our lives. Just look at the mess we are in. Doesn't all these curses tell us something is wrong? You would think that our political and our spiritual leaders could see the course we're on and began looking for answers outside the human realm. They should realize that man left to his own understanding, enticed and persuaded by the god of this age, Satan the devil, is why we are living under curses, which includes the shooting sprees such as just happened in Tucson and all the other killings and mishaps that happened before and that will happen after this tragedy. Of course, President Obama didn't know what triggered a man to kill and to wound those innocent people in Tucson. Very few do understand how and why we are the way we are. The main reason is we have rejected God's word, His law, which He gave us to live by. We have rejected His rule in our life. Minister Franklin Graham, son of Billy Graham, voiced his dismay at the rapid secularization of society recently during a chapel service at John Brown University, a private Christian university based in Siloam Springs, Arkansas. Graham said, "Even in our government today, you can't pray to Jesus in many public meetings. You can pray to God or to a God. You can mention Buddha or the name of Mohammed, but you can't pray to Jesus Christ." Graham said, unlike the memorials held after the Oklahoma City bombing and 9/11, he said the Tucson program did not include an official prayer or mention of God. But he did note that President Obama did quote scripture from the book of Job. Mr. Graham did tell the university students what was missing from the memorial. There was no call for God to put His loving arms around those who were hurting. Then he asked, "Why did they leave Him out? They scoff at the name of Jesus Christ," said Graham. Graham predicted the persecution of Christians will get worse in coming years. Well, this is just more proof as to how far we are removed from our God, God the Father and Jesus Christ. What has caused this great gulf between this world and especially America and our Creator God? Notice, once again, the answer to this question. In Isaiah 59, beginning in verse 1, God has this to say, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor His ear heavy that it cannot hear." Then He gives the answer as to why that He allows these things to happen and allows us to suffer what we bring on ourselves. Verse 2, "But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden His face from you so that He will not hear." That's plain language, isn't it? God doesn't pull any punches. He lets us know why that He hides His face from us. "For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue has muttered perversity." Does that sound like the nation that we live in, my friend? Think about that. No one calls for justice, and that's divine law, is what it means. Nor does any plead for truth. That's divine law. That's God's word. They trust in empty words and speak lies. They conceive evil and bring forth iniquity. That's the world that we live in. That's the nation that we live in. Well, the truth as to why this shooting spree took place in Tucson, January 8, 2011, is because of all our iniquity, our sins. Just as God said, they have cut us off from God and His way of love and peace. That's why we have all the murder, the rape, the theft, the lying, the competition, divorce, and more live-ins and marriages, financial trouble, gays, lesbians, jails, prisons, mental institutions, unhappy marriages, and all the other evils or curses that we're living with. Of course, we don't know why we have all the shooting sprees and all the other evils in America. Notice what God inspired to be written in Psalms 111 and verse 10. This gives us the answer because we don't understand. Psalms 111 and verse 10. The fear of the eternal is the beginning of wisdom. Now, do we have any fear or any respect or any honor toward God anymore in our nation today? It would be hard to find, wouldn't it, my friends? Going on here. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments. His praise endures forever. Yes, God said, if you keep His commandments, you will have a good understanding, and you would know why these killing sprees and all of the other evils that we're living with has come upon us. Now, if we feared to disobey the Word of God, if we respected and honored God and His Word, then we would have the knowledge and wisdom to understand why we have all these curses. We realize we have a myriad of problems, but we don't know what causes them, so we bicker, bite, fight in our political arena as well as in religion, and never come to the knowledge of the truth as to what causes all of our curses and how to begin solving them. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 8, notice what God had to say. Ecclesiastes, chapter 8, verse 11. Because the sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. God doesn't strike you dead the moment you break His law. Man doesn't strike you dead the instant you break His laws either. So we think we can get away with making our own rules. We don't believe we reap what we sow. So this world, including our nation, continues in our evil way of ignoring God's word and His authority in our life. Verse 12 of Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Though a sinner does evil 100 times, and his days are prolonged, yet I surely know that it will be well with those who fear God, who fear before Him. Now, King Solomon isn't saying that a sinner will prolong his life by doing evil. He's just saying if that should happen. Well, I see my time is up. We've got to break off here. Keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program. And in the meantime, if you'd like more understanding of this topic that we're talking about here, call us for our free booklets and literature. Today we're offering Christian Principles of Parenting and Understanding the Commandments that will help you to understand why that we are living under so many curses. You may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com or log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.